spoke to the crowd and said, "Anyone who would be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross daily, and follow me. For who would ever save their lives will lose them, and whoever loses their life for my sake will save it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus says to the crowd that there are three things necessary if they are going to be his disciple. They must deny their very self. They must daily take up their cross. And they must follow him. In other places in the scripture, Jesus talks about denying oneself. And what that simply means is that one does not grab onto one's own self-interest, but one looks to the interest of others. One is able to see the world more broadly than through one's own eyes. And one does not believe that oneself is the very center of life. You know, we all know people who think that what they do and what they've experienced is the most important thing that could possibly happen, and that everybody is interested in hearing about it. You know, these are the people at a family gathering that you kind of shy away from. Because once he or she begins to talk, you know that you're captured. And what happens to these people is that they begin to be avoided. What happens to these people is that their own selfishness or their own approach to life, their self-serving approach to life, ends up being so alienating that they become, in effect, the ones who are isolated. Well, Jesus says that kind of attitude or that kind of spirit can't be the spirit of the disciple, because what happens is that the person gets in the way of the gospel. What happens is that the person gets away in the way of the message. And the message is what is important. And the messenger is to serve the message. So Jesus says to his disciples that the first thing you've got to do is you've got to be able to get out of the way. You've got to be able to be humble. That's really what the message that Jesus gives is. And the second thing is that one must take up the cross. Now, you know, in every one of the Gospels, the story of Jesus is told slightly differently. In three of the Gospels, Jesus carries his own cross, but in St. Luke's Gospel, Jesus does not carry the cross. Simon of Cyrene carries the cross. And he carries the cross after Jesus, following Jesus. Jesus is bound, his hands are tied, and he is led by the authorities through the city to Calvary. He's dragged through the city. And behind him, in St. Luke's Gospel, walks Simon of Cyrene. And Simon carries the cross. Well, we need to have that image in mind when reading St. Luke's Gospel, because the references to the cross are going to be references to the way Luke wrote the story of the Passion. So, not only is the disciple to get out of the way so that the message can be heard, but in the image of Simon of Cyrene, The disciple is to take up the cross and to follow. Now, for Luke, the cross is the sign, the perfect sign, of the reconciling love of God. That in the cross of Jesus Christ, God accomplishes the goal or the plan of drawing all things into union with himself. That the cross for Luke is the ultimate sign of the Father's love for you and for me, for human beings. And what Jesus is saying to those people who are gathered around is that they are to take up that sign. They are to take up that witness. They are to become an expression of the universal love of God. And they are to do that by following in the steps, by walking behind, by placing their feet in the footprints of Jesus. So Jesus says to the people who have gathered, if you truly want to be my disciple, number one, get out of the way of the message. You are to deliver the message, not yourself. Number two, in the image of Simon of Cyrene, bear in your life the image of the gracious love of God. And do that by following in my footsteps, by doing what I am doing. Well, that challenge is the challenge to all of us, that we are disciples of the Lord. And every time we come to the altar, we come to that moment of the celebration of the mystery of the death and resurrection of the Lord. We come and we stand as Simon of Cyrene. We come ready to embrace the message, embrace the universal love of the Lord, and to walk in his footsteps.